You can learn them any way. I know there was a man come here, he was a salesman one time, and they got the subject up about such, just what we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. I says, I've got some cats here to come to you to go to a gun a shooting just like a dog will. Mm-hmm. Oh, he says, man. I says, just a minute. I stepped in the house and got my rifle. Mm-hmm. I heard some jaybirds up there. Mm-hmm. Now, what got them at that now? I'd shoot these birds around here and give them to my cats.
Mm-hmm. Jaybirds,
thank you. Uh-huh, jaybirds and such like as that. Mm-hmm. And it got funny, boy, you'd see them cats coming around this house, I ain't joking. Mm-hmm. Well, we were standing out, I said, well, one be here directly. So we were standing out there in the yard. Mm-hmm. And he got looking for birds, if he wanted to see that. Mm-hmm. And directly one come up there in this tree here, and I shot him and broke his wing. Mm-hmm. And he come winding out, here come them cats, someone mm-hmm. coming out from under the house, and one coming around there and seeing him coming. Uh-huh. And that cat took out after the bird was way up off the ground, winged, you know, and uh-huh. hadn't hit the ground. That cat jumped way up and got that bird. He said, this I'll tell, and they won't nobody believe it. Mm-hmm. So you can learn anything like that, but you got to start.
Yeah.
But see, these dogs, these cats going to my dog. Mm-hmm. I could whistle to them. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have hollered, kitty, 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 and one of them would come at all. Mm-hmm. Because, now I was learning them cats at it, and see, I didn't even know it myself till I began to catch them at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got to where, if I wanted a cat, I could whistle to it. But now that's the way anything like that goes, all right. You don't change nothing, but you can train it. Now you can set, we do that a lot, you know. I used to raise ducks, raise guineas. Ooh, I used to have the guineas. And you could put we never would let the guineas set because they would drown them in the dew when they'd hatch off, you know. Yeah. We kept them broke up. Mm-hmm. We hatched our guinea eggs under the hens here at the house. Mm-hmm. All right, you put that hen and little guineas out there in the coop I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. Well, she'd cluck to them and she'd feed them. Well, them little rascals had learned to go to her clucking. Mm-hmm. She could cluck and they'd know, them little guineas know that she had something. Mm-hmm. But they never would have one of them guineas cluck. Mm-hmm. He had that, he pot racked and he jaked. He done all of that. Mm-hmm. Well, you could raise ducks under them, they would take them. But now a hen had to follow. Mm-hmm. You see, a hen carried her biddies. Guineas, the hen had to follow them. Mm-hmm. Turkeys, the old had to follow the young. Because mm-hmm. they was a-going. Ducks was the same way. Mm-hmm. And that hen could raise them, she could take care of them, but whenever they got grown, they turkeys yipped, and gobbled, ducks quacked, guineas mm-hmm. pot racked. Mm-hmm. But you see, you didn't take it, you didn't take what it was away from him, because mm-hmm. you raised with that hen, but she could raise it.
How would you call a calf?
A calf? Mm-hmm. Sure calf. That's what you call a calf.
If you got a mule, what would you say to him?
Oh, there's so many things you say to a mule. Now, if you're flying him out there, G, that was to the right, mm-hmm. and it didn't take him long to learn it. Mm-hmm. Haw, that was to the left. Woo was to stop. You could cluck to him or tell him to come up. Mm-hmm. Get up. That meant go.